Man who identifies as Baby Danielle accused of repeatedly breaking into daycare, stealing diapers. By Catherine Hamilton on March 26, 2023. A New York man who pretends to be a baby girl is accused of repeatedly breaking into a daycare center and stealing diapers and formula, WHAM reported Thursday. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office announced that they arrested 65-year-old Daniel Seeler on February 18 soon after he allegedly broke into Inspire Learning and Childcare in Clarkson. The director of the center told officials that the incidents began when an employee found $120 in a note, allegedly from Seeler, asking if the daycare had any adult-sized diapers and if they would play along with him, according to the report. Daycare staff found $200 and a similar note the following week. After the first incident, the director had a surveillance camera installed and notified law enforcement. The surveillance system alerted staff on February 11 of suspicious activity at the center. The director said when she arrived, she found more money in another note, and someone had rifled through the diaper bin. The director said the note included sizes for pants, shoes, bras and dresses, with the man indicating he liked to play as a baby girl and called himself Baby Danielle, according to the report. The next Saturday, the surveillance system alerted staff again. The director called 911 and saw video allegedly showing Seeler playing with diapers and piecing them together to make a bigger one, the report states. She said the man went into the bathroom, pulled his pants down, put the diaper on and then put his pants over it before running out of the building, according to the report. She said she later found someone drank half of a bottle of formula, used a bib and stole three diapers. Seeler admitted to breaking into the daycare and said he was working through addiction, according to police. He is facing charges of burglary and petty larceny and was released from jail on an appearance ticket. Tony D'Agostino, the daycare's owner, said Seeler was not known to staff members. D'Agostino said the daycare is cooperating with the investigation and is focused on the children's safety. He said the center has made changes to increase security, including door locks, the report states.